曾经结婚40天就榨干丈夫1500万资产的顶级捞女翟欣欣，如今怎么样了？
What is the current situation of Shane Zinkson, a top money-grabbing woman who once squeezed $15 million from her husband after only 40 days of marriage?
她在六年内三次闪婚。
She got married 3 times in 6 years.
闪离。
Charlie.
次次都能拿到不菲的财产。
Every time, they could get a substantial amount of property.
不仅家暴殴打丈夫。
Not only does she abuse her husband,
还被曝出轨卖淫，五毒俱全。
Also, there was a report of an affair and selling oneself for sex, which was a combination of 5 evils.
最后她竟然还能让前夫签下千万的离婚赔偿。
Finally, he was even able to make his ex-husband sign a $1 million divorce settlement.
导致其绝望跳楼。
This led to his despair and suicide.
今天
Today,
咱们就来盘一盘全网第一毒妻翟欣欣的捞女之路。
Let's take a look at the rise and fall of Jai Zinkson, the first poisonous wife on the internet.
故事的受害人叫苏享茂。
The victim's name is Su Xiangmao.
1980年出生在福建南平的一个偏远农村。
Born in 1980 in a remote rural area of Nanping, Fujian.
作为家里五个孩子中最小的一个。
As the youngest of 5 children.
她从小就知道。
She knew from a young age.
穷人家的孩子想翻身。
Poor children want to climb up.
唯有读书这一条路。
Only through reading can we achieve success.
他一路疯狂内卷。
He was constantly competing and struggling.
考上北京邮电大学硕士，毕业后进了大厂。
After graduating from Beijing University of Posts and Telecommunications, I worked in a large factory.
后来又辞职。
Later, he resigned again.
单干，自己敲代码。
Coding alone.
研发了一款名叫微风的国际通讯软件。
Developed a communication software called Microwind.
短短不到一个月。
In less than a month.
软件狂揽3000万用户。
Software has been downloaded by 3 million users.
30岁出头的苏享茂。
30-year-old Su Xiangmao.
一跃成为身价千万的 IT 新贵，给父母买房。
January becomes a millionaire in IT, buys a house for his parents.
给亲戚交学费。
Paying tuition fees to relatives.
妥妥的寒门贵子。
A proper son of a poor family.
但是上天给他点满了智商和搞钱的技能树。
However, he was given a full set of intelligence and money-making skills by heaven.
却唯独没给他点情商。
But he didn't give him any emotional intelligence.
在代码的世界里。
In the world of code.
他是个王者。
He is a king.
但在感情的世界里。
In the world of emotions.
他单纯的就像一张白纸。
He is innocent and pure like a blank sheet of paper.
随着年龄逼近40岁。
As I approach my 40s.
对，被家里疯狂催婚的苏享茂花60000元。
Su Xiangmao spent 6 million yuan on being pressured to marry by his family.
在某相亲网站开通了高级 VIP 会员。
A high-level VIP membership was launched on a dating website.
2017年3月30日。
March 30, 2017。
他匹配到了一个让他眼前一亮的完美女神。
He found a perfect goddess who caught his attention.
也就是我们今天的主角。
That's our main character today.
翟欣欣，资料显示。
According to the information about Shai Zinkson.
翟欣欣。
Shai Zinkson.
1986年出生于山东泰安的书香世家。
Born in 1986 in Taishan, Shandong, a family with a rich literary background.
身高1.7米。
1.7 meters tall.
北京交通大学本硕连读。
Bachelor's and master's degree from Beijing Union University.
长相
Appearance
清纯甜美，工作体面，名下
Pure college students, both undergraduate and graduate, with decent appearance.
还有别墅，妥妥的白富美，高端的猎手
There are also wealthy and sophisticated hunters.
往往以猎物的姿态出现
Often appear in the form of prey.
两人刚加微信。
Two people just added each other on WeChat.
翟欣欣就使出了一套精准的连招。
Tai Zixin executed a precise combo.
他先是疯狂释放。
He first unleashed a furious attack.
好感。
Good feeling.
大赞苏小茂幽默有才华。
Highly praised for his wit and talent.
给足了这位理工男情绪价值。
Gave this engineer emotional value.
紧接着。
Subsequently.
他极其不经意地给苏小茂发了一段视频。
He casually sent a video to Su Zairoma.
背景。
Background.
赫然是一栋豪华别墅。
Suddenly, there was a luxurious mansion.
还顺手发了一张房产证照片。
He also sent a photo of the property deed.
原本因为身高不足一米七。
Originally, because my height was less than 1.7 meters.
一而自卑的苏小茂瞬间慌了神。
And the self-deprecating Su Zairoma was instantly panicked.
为了证明自己配得上女神。
In order to prove that he deserved the goddess.
他就像个傻小子一样。
She's like a silly kid.
直接给对方看了自己的股票账户和现金余额，彻底交了底。
Giving the other person the direct look at your stock account and cash balance is a complete disaster.
看到那一串长长的零。
Seeing that long string of zeros.
翟欣欣的眼睛亮了。
Tai Zixin's eyes lit up.
他立马深情告白。
He immediately confessed his love with deep affection.
说自己对苏小茂一见钟情。
I said I fell in love with Su Zairoma at first sight.
甚至说看到他就想给他生个孩子，陷入爱情。
I even thought about having a child with him and falling in love.
听龙卷风的苏小茂哪里懂
？Where does Su Zairoma understand?
这些套路，认识不到两。
These are just a few common phrases.
他直接全款97万给翟欣欣提了一辆特斯拉。
He directly paid 97,000 yuan in full to Zhai Zinxin and bought her a Tesla.
收到豪车的翟欣欣转头就发了朋友圈。
After receiving the luxury car, Zinxin turned around and posted on her WeChat Moments.
当然。
Of course.
只晒车，绝口不。
Only show the car, no other.
不提送车的人。
Without mentioning the delivery person.
紧接着，两人去了趟海南。
Then they went to Hainan.
就因为翟欣欣轻飘飘一句。
Because of a light and airy remark from Zhai Zinxin.
喜欢海边的生活。
Love the seaside life.
苏小茂眼都不眨。
Su Zairoma didn't blink his eyes.
直接豪掷320万。
Directly arrived at 3,200,000.
在三亚买了一套度假大平层，房产证上还加了翟欣欣的名字。
I bought a vacation apartment in Sanur and added Zhai Zin's name to the property deed.
随后两人又飞到香港。
Then the two of them flew to Hong Kong.
澳门血拼什么
？What to buy in Macau?
30万的钻戒。
$30,000 worth of diamond ring.
20万的限量版包包。
$20,000 limited edition bags.
苏小茂刷卡刷得比收银机都快。
Su Zairoma was faster than the cash register when using a card.
短短一个月，500多万就这么花出去了。
In just a month, over $5 million was spent.
对于平时生活极其节俭的苏小茂来说。
For Su Zairoma, who was extremely frugal in his daily life,
他是在拿命换这段感情。
He is trading his life for this relationship.
但他不知道，在这位顶级捞女眼里。
But he didn't know that in the eyes of this top celebrity agent,
他不过是一个人形提款机。
He's just a human vending machine.
2017年6月7日。
June 7, 2017.
苏小茂和翟欣欣领了结婚证。
Suzairo Mao and Sha Aixing signed up their marriage certificate.
但他万万没想到。
But he never expected that.
这张结婚证。
This marriage certificate.
其实就是他的催命符。
It's actually his death warrant.
婚后的生活简直就是地狱。
Life after marriage is like hell.
翟欣欣不仅拒绝同房，
Aixing-sin not only refused to have sex,
还动不动
don't just move around,
就对苏小茂非打即骂。
He either scolded or beat Suzairo Mao.
结婚不到十天，
less than 10 days after getting married,
他就以各种奇葩理由提出离婚，嫌弃苏小茂。
He proposed to divorce Suzairo Mao for various bizarre reasons.
有乙肝病毒。
Have hepatitis B virus.
嫌弃他身高矮。
Dislike him for being short.
甚至连苏小茂住的15楼都能成为他要求换别墅的理由。
Even the 150,000 yuan that Suzairo Mao lived in could be used as a reason to demand a villa.
他说自己有恐高症。
He said he had a fear of heights.
必须把这套婚前房产卖。
Must sell this set of properties before getting married.
要买大别墅，不买就离婚，折腾到这个地步。
Buying the big villa and not buying it, leading to divorce.
苏小茂终于醒悟了。
Suzairo Mao finally realized.
这哪里是来过日子的？
Where am I?
这分明是来敲骨吸髓的。
This is clearly here to suck the marrow out of the bone.
他同意离婚。
He agreed to divorce.
可这时候想走，没那么容易了。
But at this time, it's not so easy to leave.
翟欣欣拿出了一份极其变态的离婚协议。
Aixing-sin presented a very bizarre divorce agreement.
要求三亚的房产全归自己。
Acquire all real estate in Sanya to be owned by oneself.
另外还要苏小茂赔偿10,000,000的精神损失费。
In addition, Suzairo Mao must also pay ¥1,000,000 in compensation for mental damage.
如果不给他，
If he doesn't get it,
就要利用自己当高级警监的舅舅，举报苏小茂公司偷税漏税。
You should use your uncle, who is a senior police officer, to report that Suzairo Mao's company is evading taxes and embezzling funds.
举报他的软件处于灰色地带。
Report his software as being in a gray area.
让他不仅倾家荡产。
Let him not only squander his fortune.
还要去蹲大牢。
Still going to jail.
对于苏小茂来说。
For Suzairo Mao.
公司就是他的命，在翟欣欣长期的精神折磨和恐吓下。
Under the long-term mental torment and intimidation of Jai Zinkson.The company became his life.
这个曾经意气风发的 IT 天才彻底崩溃了。
This once promising IT genius has completely collapsed.
2017年7月18日。
July 18, 2017.
两人办理了离婚手续。
They got divorced.
这短短41天的婚姻。
This brief four-week marriage.
苏小茂倾家荡产。
Suzairo Mao emptied his home and property.
交出了660万现金和三亚的房产。
Handed over 660,000 in cash and a property in Sanya.
并且还欠下了340万的巨额欠条。
And they also had a huge debt of 3.4 million.
按理说，拿了1,300多万，也该收手了吧。
Therefore, even if you have 1.3 million, you should stop.
可翟欣欣偏不。
Can't you just give up?
他不仅找律师。
He not only hired a lawyer.
天天催债。
Every day, they are harassing and threatening to collect debts.
还在网上发帖。
Still posting online.
大肆造谣，抹黑苏小茂。
Spread rumors and sneer Su Zairomo.
骂他是骗子。
Call him a liar.
骂他有传染病。
Insult him for having an infectious disease.
在聊天记录里。
In the chat record.
翟欣欣歇斯底里地咒骂着。
Guy Zinkson screamed and cursed.
狗看着你，我们要去你家打死你！小人不得好死！你说你被我
……We want to go and do something small.
害死你死你死你拿活的！
2017年9月7日凌晨四点。
September 7, 2017, 4:00 a.m.
被榨干了所有财产，精神全面崩溃的苏小茂。
Su Zairomo, who had been completely drained of his property and had suffered a complete mental breakdown,
在自己的软件上留下了一句：“公司法人被毒妻翟欣欣害死后。”
After leaving a sentence in his own software, the company's legal representative was poisoned by his wife, Jai Zinkson.
从自家15楼的阳台一跃而下。
Jumped from the 15th floor balcony of his own house.
结束了37岁的生命。
Ended a life of 37 years.
苏小茂死后。
After Su Zairomo died.
全网哗然。
The whole network is in an uproar.
在网友和家属的深扒之下。
Under the pressure of netizens and families.
翟欣欣的底裤被彻底扒光。
Jai Zinkson's entire database has been completely exposed.
原来他根本不是什么名门闺秀。
He wasn't actually a member of a prominent family.
他的背景全是过度包装。
His background is full of hype.
在苏小茂之前。
Before Zairomo.
他已经有过三次闪婚闪离的经历。
He has already had 3 failed marriage attempts.
每次都能从男方身上刮走巨额财产。
Each time, he manages to extract a huge amount of property from the male party.
更让人三观。
More shocking.
震碎的是。
The shattered.
这位张口闭口要10,000,000分手费的高端名媛。
This high-end vixen who keeps demanding $1 million in breakup fees.
在背地里。
In secret.
竟然还做着兼职。
He also had a part-time job.
外围
Periphery.
一晚上的报价
Quote for one night.
只有区区2,000块钱
Only a few thousand yuan.
老一点的顾客收3,500
Older customers pay 35.
苏小茂的家人擦干眼泪
Su Zairomo's family wiped away their tears.
开始了长达8年的维权之路。
It marked the beginning of an 8-year struggle for rights.
经过漫长的民事和刑事诉讼，法网终于收网。
After a long and arduous legal battle, the net finally closed in.
根据2025年9月19日
According to September 19, 2025,
北京市海淀区人民法院的最新公开宣判结果。
The People's Court of Haidian District, Beijing, has publicly announced the results of a recent trial.
被告人翟欣欣因涉嫌犯敲诈勒索罪。
The defendant, Jai Zinkson, is accused of committing a crime of extortion.
被依法判处有期徒刑12年。
Sentenced to a term of imprisonment of 12 years by law.
并处罚金人民币10万元。
And a fine of 100,000 yuan will be imposed.
在此之前
Before that,
他也被迫退赔了敲诈勒索而来的660万元现金以及海南和北京的房产等全部违法所得。
He was also forced to return the 660,000 yuan in cash and the properties in Hainan and his family, which were all illegal gains obtained through extortion.
面对12年的铁窗生涯
，facing a 12-year prison sentence，
这个曾经嚣张跋扈
，this used to be a haughty and arrogant person，
不可一世的全网第一毒妻终于低下了她贪婪的头颅。
The number one internet toxic wife finally lowered his greedy head.